So this is a topic we've covered a lot over the course of the last 5.5 years since the Restaurant Strategy Podcast has been on the air. We're talking about hiring our people. This has become even more prescient now in a post-pandemic environment. Our workforce has changed. The things our workforce wants has changed, and so we got to hit it head on. Brand new perspective that I want to share with you today. 7 different points, areas where I think it has changed, and things that I think we can and should be focusing on. This isn't going to require any more work than you're already doing. It's just going to shape the work you're probably already doing. All of that on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find 3 kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close, and this is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast dedicated to helping you build a more profitable restaurant. Each week, I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable business. I wrote a book on this topic, The Restaurant Marketing Mindset. I host this podcast, of course, every week. I run a mastermind group called the P3 Mastermind. We are also launching an agency through Restaurant Strategy. So if you are focused on customer acquisition, we are now, we have been quietly launching an agency to work with members of the P3 Mastermind. We're now working with, 30 or 35 different restaurants all over the country to run Google search ads and meta ads. It is laser focused on customer acquisition. You still have to do all the other things that we talk about, but if you need help running those ads, we know these ads work. We've built an incredible system. If you are interested in doing this, we are finally ready to open this up to the general public. Very simple, very easy. To get started, you just have to email me, chip@chipclose.com, chipklose.com. I'll ask a few questions about the restaurant, what you're already doing, what you're looking to be doing, and then we'll set up a time for us to chat and really walk you through what we do. Again, if you are looking for agency services, specifically ads on Meta, meaning Facebook and Instagram, and ads on Google search, we can help you with this. This is through the Restaurant Strategy Agency. You get started by sending me an email. My email will be in the show notes just in case you need it. Now, we all know managing costs is one of the most important parts of running a profitable restaurant, especially now, but between fluctuating vendor prices, waste, labor, and that never-ending list of tasks that demand your attention on a daily basis, we know it can be challenging for even the most experienced operators to manage costs well, and that's where Margin Edge comes in. Margin Edge is a complete restaurant management software that automatically uses data from your POS and invoices to show you your food and labor costs in real time. Don't wait until it's too late. Margin Edge gives you tools to make decisions in the moment, like a daily P&L, price alerts on key ingredients, and real-time plate costs, all without ever having to touch a spreadsheet. You take control of your costs, you work more efficiently, and be more profitable. Learn more at marginedge.com/chip, and yes, that link will be in the show notes. Okay. So today we're talking about hiring in our restaurant industry in a post-pandemic environment, right? So we're diving into this really crucial topic, and I know it's top of mind for anyone in the industry right now, right? As we all know, the pandemic reshaped many aspects of our lives, including how we approach hiring. So whether you're seasoned at this, just starting out, these tips are going to help you build a better team, a more resilient and engaged team. Before we dive in, though, right, before we get into the specifics, we have to understand the landscape, right? It's crucial to understand what's actually going on. So let's note this. The pandemic caused many employees to reassess their priorities, leading to a significant shift in the workforce, right? We lost a lot of people. We gained a lot of people. Many people are now seeking roles that offer flexibility, stability, and they're looking for a positive work environment. And as a result, the competition for talent has intensified, right? We're not just competing with restaurants down the street. We're now competing with other businesses down the street, other industries, right? People are realizing that their skills transfer to other areas. And so they're able to make better, more informed decisions, decisions on where they work, decisions that are going to help them provide for their family and, again, create that balance, right? And because of that, restaurants must adapt their hiring strategies so that we can not only attain great talent, but retain that great talent. So we're going to go through. There's seven areas that I want to focus on over the course of this episode. So listen up. Number one, the number one thing you can do, maybe this wasn't a big deal 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but the number one thing you can do when it comes to hiring talent is to emphasize company culture, right? So one of the most significant factors influencing job seekers today, and we know this through report after report, there's significant data to support this, but the number one, the most significant factor that influences where people go is company culture. So as a restaurant owner, as an operator, you need to create a work environment that prioritizes respect, inclusivity, and teamwork. Right. So let's go through some practical steps. How do we do that? Right. Number one, let's define your culture. Right. Clearly articulate your restaurant's values, your mission. Right. Who you are, what you do, how you do it, and why it matters. And make sure your team understands what you stand for. I've talked about this before in a bunch of different areas. But when it comes to hiring, right, this is really crucial. Really, it comes down to market. Marketing, right? Yes, you've got to market your restaurant to your customers, but you also have to market your restaurant to your employees or to prospective employees. So really hammer home that mission, right? Who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, your vision for the future, right? Well, what does that mean, globally? What does that mean for the community if you achieve your vision, if you achieve your mission? And then obviously your restaurant's values. So really define your culture. And if you haven't done that, you got to do it. Number one, this is really big for me. This is really big for, I think, everyone in my generation and below. But you got to promote work-life balance. So if you can offer flexible schedules, right, make sure that's known. If you haven't done that before, maybe rethink that. Figure out if there's a way for you to offer flexible scheduling, right? Talk about if there are opportunities for remote work, maybe in non-service roles. Maybe that'll be attractive. Maybe there's a role that requires part-time on the floor in service and other duties that can be done outside of the restaurant that can be done remote. I think I can think of a lot of people for whom this would make a lot of sense. The last thing I want to talk about here, right, when we're talking about articulating, emphasizing company culture, is you got to foster open communication, right? You've got to create a culture where feedback is, number one, encouraged, and number two, valued. So regular check-ins can make employees feel heard and appreciated. And I talk about this when I talk about sort of how you hire people or the training process, right? So when you hire them and you start a training process, I think it starts right then and there. Right, that you sit down with them every single night at the end of their training shift, at the end of the first night, second night, third night, fourth night, to just take the temperature of the water. You'll know if after the first or second night somebody's not feeling it, not drinking the Kool-Aid. Better to know that then than 3 weeks later when they just decide to no-show. The first thing, maybe the most significant thing you can do, and if you're not doing it already, is to articulate, really dial in your company culture and then emphasize that company culture. People want to be in good places. They can make a couple of bucks in a lot of different ways. Why would they come to you? You have to articulate that. The second area, right? This goes without saying, but you have to attract the right candidates. This goes to the marketing piece of it, right? So once you've established a strong company culture, right, and you can emphasize that, right, it's time to attract candidates to align with your values, with your mission, right? So consider the following. Number one, leverage your social media. Share behind the scenes content that highlights your culture, that shows the kind of people who work there, right? So you can use Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, showcase your team, showcase the environment, right? And put that front and center. Second thing you do, highlight employee stories. So you can feature testimonials from current employees on your website, on email, through social media, right? This can help potential new hires envision themselves in your team. Again, it's another way of giving them a sense of what it's like to be there. We do this all the time when we market our restaurants to consumers, right, to potential diners. We say, this is what it looks like inside. This is the kind of food we serve. This is the environment. Can you picture yourself here? We have to do the same thing with our employees, right? Again, when it comes to attracting the right candidates, this can't be overstated. Offer competitive benefits, right? In addition to competitive pay, right, people want to make the most amount that they possibly can. You also have to consider offering benefits like health insurance, PTO, employee discounts. And I'll add here, right, this last thing is that there are benefits you can provide that are free or are nearly free. And if you think about it, I'm sure you can come up with things. There are things that people get out of working there. Right. If there's opportunities for cross training, for promotion, right, to learn the other roles in the place. I worked at a restaurant once that offered front of house staff one shift a week back in prep. So if you wanted to learn back of house, if you wanted to learn knife skills, you wanted to see what it was like on back of the house, they would let you do that one shift a week. Man, that was awesome. And guess what? Vice versa. If there were people in the back, they could trail in the front. The idea being that if a cook had been a cook for years and years and years, and he wanted to see if they could be a back waiter or a front waiter or a food runner, just being able to see what it's like on the other side. And plenty of people saw it and was like, wow, that's really great. Actually, I like it better there. Or I think I could be better there. Or I think that now I see a plan, right? Now I see a trajectory out. So attracting the right candidates, yes, is making sure you pay well. Yes, making sure you offer benefits and all that. But leverage all your channels to be able to tell that story and think of the areas that are absolutely free. Think of the things you can provide people that don't cost you anything. Number three, I've talked about this a lot, so I just want to highlight it. You've got to streamline the hiring process. In a tight labor market, which we are still in, a slow hiring process can mean losing out on top candidates, right? So here are just a couple of ways of how you streamline your approach, right? First thing, create a clear job description, right? Clearly outline the responsibilities and expectations for each role. This helps candidates determine if they're a good fit. But remember what I always say is think about turning the job listing, the job posting, upside down. Instead of starting with the responsibilities and the expectations and the requirements for the job, instead lead with, here are the top five reasons why you're gonna love it here. Here are the top 10 reasons why people love working here. Or if this resonates with you, then you're going to love working here. And just share all of the great things that happen there. And this goes back to the first thing and the second thing, right? But put that right there in your job listing. The people who don't, for whom that doesn't resonate, they won't apply. And you won't even waste your time or their time going down the process, right? So really, really dial in those job descriptions, those job listings. Number two, utilize technology, right? So use applicant tracking systems to manage those applications more efficiently, especially if you are getting a lot of applications coming through. That's great. You can do phone interviews. You could do video interviews. That can save the candidate time. It can save you time rather than them coming all the way down there sitting, waiting for you to be ready and all that. Just set appointments via Zoom. Like, we have the technology. Let's do it. And then what I always recommend is really doing it by phone. Last thing I'll say here is you got to be decisive, right? If you want to find a candidate who fits well, right, you have to be willing to jump on it right away. So when you find someone that's great, that's a good fit, just don't hesitate. Dive right in. Move quickly. Make an offer before they accept another opportunity. One of the things I always recommend is just get them in, right? The resume comes in. Don't email them back. Pick up the phone and call them. The 5 minutes you spend on the phone with them, right? Instead of, hey, I just got your resume. I'd love to set up an interview. Uh-uh. You pick up the phone. You say, hey, I just got your resume. This looks great. Do you have a few minutes to chat with me? In essence, that is the beginning of the interview. And what I always recommend doing is have that 5-minute conversation. Make sure they're into it. Make sure they're not a sociopath. And then just invite them in and say, hey, the way we usually do our hiring process is we begin with an observation trail. Just come in. You're not going to touch anything. You're not going to talk to any guests. You're just going to observe service, or you're just going to observe a night in the kitchen. Just see if you think this would be a good environment for you. See if this is the kind of place where you could be happy. You do that, you will find much better people. You get them in quicker, and you'll know quicker if they're not a good fit, rather than going through an interview, two interviews, a whole bunch of training, and then only to have them no-show 2 or 3 weeks later, right? That's the third area. The fourth area, right? We've talked about this before as well. You've got to invest in training and development, right? So once you've hired a new staff member, it's vital to invest in their development, especially in a post-pandemic environment. Employees are looking for growth opportunities, right? So, okay, here's how to cultivate talent in this area. Number one, onboarding programs, right? So develop a really clear, streamlined onboarding process that helps all your new hires feel welcomed and part of the team, right away, that they are informed, that they understand who they are, where they fit, what's required of them, right? We talked about the that level one training. So how do we get them in, get them everything they need to know to be good enough to take a station by the end of their first week? That's level one training. Number two, ongoing training, right? I call this level two training, right? You have to offer continuous development over the course of, let's say, the first 90 days, right? So this can be anything. This can be continuing education with wine or spirits or beer or food or advanced service or wine service, whatever it's right for your restaurant, right? Maybe you're on a pizza shop. Maybe once a month or every other week, you offer, a pizzaiolo training, right? So you explain to people about how you create starter, how the starter is used to create dough, what you're looking for, in dough, how you proof it, how you get it ready. I don't know. Maybe you want to teach your front of house staff how to do that. Maybe you want to teach your cashiers how to do that. Likewise, maybe you want to teach your pizza makers how to run the front, right? I don't know. There's all kinds of things. So how do you make them better? Or I always like to say, how do you make them as good as your best employee by the end of 90 days? That's what I call level two training, right? And then the last one is level three training, right? So this is ongoing continuing education, furthering development, mentorship programs, right? Why not? Why not pair new hires with experienced staff members so that over the course of their next 6 months or their next year, the mentor can provide guidance and further support, right? I promise you, it will work. It will get people drinking the Kool-Aid. It'll foster a sense of community and belonging in your new hires, right? So I said there's seven areas we're going to cover. Those are the first four. We're going to cover the last three, which are maybe my favorite, right after a word from another one of our sponsors. Now, are you a restaurant owner or maybe a manager struggling to keep your team motivated, struggling to keep your team satisfied? Well, this is exactly what we're talking, right? Look no further than this helpful guide by Seven Shifts, What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. And we know the heartbeat of any successful restaurant lies in its people. But we know with the chaos of day-to-day operations, it's easy to lose sight of the things that truly matters, your team's happiness. That's why Seven Shifts went straight to the source. They surveyed over 1,500 active restaurant employees across North America to uncover what truly fulfills them in their workplace. So, do you want to know the secret to building a thriving team? Are you interested in reducing turnover? You want to boost morale? The comprehensive report by Seven Shifts has the answers you need. Don't let the stress of running a restaurant overshadow the importance of your team's well-being. Visit sevenshifts.com/ccreport to grab your copy of What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. Get it today. Invest in your team. Invest in your success. Yes, you will find that link in the show notes. Okay, so again, today we're talking about hiring in a post-pandemic environment. So much has changed about the way we hire, about the people we hire. I'm outlining seven different areas you can focus in on to help you get better about this. We covered the first four. Now we're going to dive into the last three. Number five, prioritize your employees' well-being, right? Mental health, well-being, they've become increasingly more important to workers. So restaurants can take proactive steps to actually support their teams. We talked about this before. I'll highlight it again here. Flexible scheduling. Consider implementing flexible work hours to accommodate your employees' personal needs. We know that our professional lives go to support our personal lives. If we didn't need to make money, meaning if we were independently wealthy, we wouldn't have jobs. We would all be off doing other things that I'm sure we'd like to accomplish. We do need to make money to pay for things, so we have a professional life. We go to work. That doesn't mean that we don't have a personal life, right? We can't just switch it off. They are intertwined. This can be especially important. I know I'm a parent of a young kid. I was in the industry with a young newborn at home. It's hard. And I think being sensitive to that is really crucial, right? There are also employee assistance programs, right? So provide access to mental health resources and counseling services. We know our jobs are stressful. There's a lot of anxiety and emotion wrapped up in what we do. So show your employees that their well-being matters to you. I'm telling you, it will come back. It will come back in spades. The other thing is encourage breaks, right? So create a culture where taking breaks is encouraged. And I know, I get it. It's hard because from 5 to midnight, we are crushed. But there are moments in the shift where people can step off the line. They can go use the restroom and go splash water in their face. They can take a deep breath. They can scroll through Instagram just for 5 minutes to step off the line. It's the same thing in the, you know, at a busy bar. It's the same thing on the floor. And I get it. I was on the floor. I was as a manager. I ran places. I get it. I want our people on the floor in their station at all times. But I don't think that's realistic. And I don't even think it's really necessary if we really think about it. Yeah, from the from 6:30 to 9, probably not. No. But you know what? Before you get in the rush, you know, swapping people out. So they come in, they do their side work, they do the meeting, they do final preparations. Maybe we take, you know, we alternate and everybody gets 5 minutes off the floor, just catch their breath, send texts to their spouses, their kids, say goodnight, check Instagram, whatever it is needed to just clear their brain. Those kind of things go a long way. So if you do that, I think what you're going to do is you're going to find it improves overall job satisfaction. I think ultimately it's going to improve productivity as well. Number six, right? This has been a buzzword for the last little while, but it's important. Foster diversity and inclusion, right? So diversity in the workplace is not just a moral imperative, but I think we also need to see it as a business advantage, right? And here are steps to create a more inclusive hiring process. And again, this is going to help you find more people, different people, maybe better people than you've known. So widen your recruitment channels, right? Rethink where you go to find talent. Maybe you're partnering with local community organizations. Maybe you're doing job fairs that you never did before. Maybe you're reaching out and trying to find underrepresented groups that could be really, really good in your restaurant. Right? Think about those job descriptions and make sure they're unbiased, right? Use language in your job postings that is inclusive and free from bias. There are tools out there. Textio is one of them I can think of. They can help with this. I know a lot of HR managers use that one and other ones like that. It just sort of like looks over your posting before you post it and will draw your attention to any areas where you might not have. We got blind spots. We all do. The other thing is... within the staff, make sure you're taking the temperature, whether that's a small committee of servers, maybe that's a group made up from back of house, front of house, all of that. I will say, right, we know a lot of restaurants. Back of house doesn't connect with the front of house. Front of house doesn't go out with the back of house. But in restaurants where this is actually in place, I will say, when I was at Gotham, for example, so Gotham, one Michelin star restaurant in New York City, it was open for 40 years. Every time we went out, back of house cooks would go out with the front of house, and there was a mix of income levels, of nationalities, of languages spoken. But we all just went and hung out. It was not unusual for someone to throw a Super Bowl party, and it be a big mix of both front of house and back of house, which was cool, but really unique. It doesn't happen all the time, and I think if you make it a priority, you'll see the benefits from it. Right. Last thing I just want to focus on here, and I want to make sure we hammer this home. Number seven, the last point I want to make here is it's not just about attracting talent. It's about retaining your talent. Right. It's essential to make retention a priority. High turnover rate. We know it's a factor in our industry, but it can be costly. It can disrupt your restaurant's operations, right? It's not just the cost of training somebody, but it's the lost revenue that a new server, because a new server doesn't know how to maximize guest spend, you know, until they've been there 3 months, 6 months, a year. So retaining people for years and years and years is not only good for them and you, and I think you have to make sure that's the case. I've talked about this before, but I just want to highlight it here. One of the best things you can do, the best ways you can keep your tabs on this, is do regular check-ins. Schedule one-on-one meetings with every single one of your staff members to discuss their experiences, to understand their professional life and their personal life. You understand their priorities. Make sure you understand the challenges they face. An open dialogue like that can help you identify issues before they lead to the kind of issues that will lead to resignations, right? So those regular one-on-one meetings, right? Now, that's not necessarily you, the owner, has to do them, Maybe you do them with all your managers once a month or once a quarter, and maybe you delegate to each of those managers to have one-on-ones with their staff within their departments once a month or once a quarter. That's how it works, and this is the way you can keep tabs on it, right? The other thing is recognize achievements, right? Make it a point not just to talk about where people can improve, but celebrate accomplishments, both small ones and large ones. I would say that we used to do this in a restaurant that I helped open, where we would talk about somebody every night at the pre-shift meeting would have to say, share a story about something that happened the night before where somebody went above and beyond, right? And it was sometimes they were huge, sometimes they were just little. Right. So it was like, oh, hey, Jaime, the food runner, was dealing with a difficult guest who didn't like the dressing of her salad. And so kept asking for new ones. And Jaime went back and actually brought her all 8 salad dressings, all 8 vinaigrettes we have out there, and brought them to her. And she was overwhelmed by how much we were looking to take care of her. And of course, he was doing it selfishly because he just didn't want to make 8 trips back and forth to the kitchen, down 17 stairs, back up 17 stairs. But they framed it for the guests like, oh, here's everything we have. I'm sure you'll be able to find something you love, right? So building that acknowledgement into your day-to-day is crucial. Other thing here, and again, we've touched on it a little bit, talked about it on past episodes, but really make career advancement a priority. If there are ways, right, make sure that everybody understands there's a path for you to be porter, to dishwasher, to prep cook, to line cook, to working all around the stations, to go to sous chef, to chef de cuisine, to executive chef, that there is a path forward. Same thing on in front of house, right? That a busser can become a runner, can become a back waiter, front waiter, a captain, a manager, an AGM, a GM. Make sure they understand the path forward and it's clearly outlined for them. I promise you, not everybody will do it, but I promise you enough people will appreciate that it exists and they understand that there are ways for them to move, right? So those are the 7 areas. Number 1, again, just to reiterate, emphasize that company culture. Number 2, make it a priority to attract the right candidates. Number 3, you've got to streamline your hiring process. That's a big change from pre-pandemic to post-pandemic. Number 4, invest in training and staff development. Number 5, prioritize employee well-being. Number 6, foster a sense of diversity and inclusion in everything you do. Go out of the way and find different areas, different ways to find talent. And number 7, make talent retention paramount, right? So again, in conclusion, right? Navigating the hiring landscape in this post-pandemic world presents a whole set of unique challenges that we probably never had to deal with before. But I think it also offers opportunities to build a stronger, more resilient team and an opportunity to build our industry in a new direction, a better direction than ever before. Remember, the success of your restaurant hinges on your team and the quality of your team and the satisfaction of your team. So take these tips to heart. Watch your restaurant thrive when you start putting these one by one into your business. As always, I want to thank you for taking time out of your week to be here. One friendly reminder that we are officially launching the Restaurant Strategy Agency to the general public. We are laser focused on customer acquisition, specifically through Google search ads and Facebook and Instagram ads. If that is something you need help with, if that's something you'd like us to do for you, all we need to do is have a conversation and then you can decide if it's the right move. The way you start that conversation is to simply email me, chip@chipklose.com, chipklose.com. Go do that now. We'll start a conversation. Again, thank you for being here. Really appreciate all of you guys. I will see you next time.